Again, it's a very simple topic. It's not complicated at all, but I see people complicating it and simply messing up, and that's costing homeowners or sellers dollars. Welcome to Rescale, where I share the lessons I've learned while building our firm into a leading residential investment service company. My hope is that you use these lessons to optimize your real estate business and or holdings, and maybe someday we can partner with you to help you grow even more. Hope you share and enjoy. Cheers. Hey, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Rescale. My name is Scott Underneath. I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Again, you see the title. We'll be discussing what to do before you list your property for sale. Again, it's a very simple topic. It's not complicated at all, but I see people complicating it and simply messing up, and that's costing homeowners or sellers dollars. So figured I would put our playbook out there. Again, this is what we use when we work with portfolio owners that want to sell, and we also use it for the stuff that we own that we want to sell as well. So I know it's effective. I know it works. So kind of just wanted to give you a little overview. First and foremost, so we'll kind of set the scene a little bit. Again, this podcast and show is about optimizing a rental portfolio. So in this situation, you have a rental property that you want to sell. You're kind of done with it. Now, there could be so many reasons why you want to sell the property. And I'm not here to list them all out, but let's just do an example where you have an opportunity to buy a better deal in another market. So you need to free up some capital and you've decided to sell. So what's the first thing that you need to do to maximize dollars? First thing you need to do is get a unit vacant. Take a unit vacant. And what I mean by that, if that is a single family rental home, you need to take the entire property vacant. No one needs to be living there. If it is a 2, 3, or 4 unit property, take one of the units and make them vacant. And the reason that is so important is because more than half of all buyers out there are owner-occupant buyers, meaning for their loan to be approved, they need to move in to one of the units. So if you decide to sell the property with the tenant in place, then you're effectively removing half of potential buyers. And that's if we're here to sell the property, then let's sell the property and do it the right way and maximize value. And you do that by having the ability for buyers to be able to move into one of those units. So it's such an important thing, especially nowadays with affordability kind of being squeezed. Buyers are able to move into one of the units and utilize the other unit rental income for them to be able to qualify for the home. So it has multiple advantages. And so just take a unit vacant. So now that you have a unit vacant, what do you do next? Now you need to go and we call it a pre-inspection. That's basically where you're just walking the unit, and you're getting eyeballs and basically assessing and doing a checklist of what you need to do in terms of repairs or what you need to do to address some concerns in the property before you go live on the market. And there's kind of two frameworks that we think about from that. You need to think from the buyer's perspective of when they walk in the home, you need to make sure there aren't concerns of the property. You need to make sure it looks good and it's clean. So the first thing I can think of is landscaping, making sure the yard is clean and there aren't weeds everywhere. So that's kind of checklist number one. Two is the home clean inside? Like, has it been cleaned? There's not debris everywhere. And two, you have addressed the obvious repairs that need to be made. That's like a leak in the ceiling. And if it's a previous one, you've addressed it, right? If there's leaks that were occurring under sinks, you address them, right? You're just coming from the perspective of the buyer of what would they want to see in a home that they're buying. They want to make sure everything is functional. So that goes into my next point. Make sure all the mechanicals are working. That's the water heater. And you just test that, making sure the water turns hot. Is the heating and cooling functioning? Is the dishwasher working? Is the stove work? The stove top and the oven itself? Making sure those mechanicals are functioning is important, not only for the buyer when they go and show their home and go and view the property, but also for the lender. Most buyers are going to be using a loan. to buy a property. And what the lender or the bank in this situation is going to do is they're going to send someone, an appraiser, to one, value the property, and two, walk the units to make sure that it's in good enough shape. So they're going to test the mechanicals. They're going to make sure there aren't obvious repairs, like structural things that are a concern. So by doing this on the front end, you're avoiding a lot of, one, concerns for the buyer, and two, later concerns for the appraiser. And again, the real point of this is so that you can convert more showings, more buyers that go in and walk the home. You need to be able to convert them at a higher rate from just a showing to an offer itself. So that's what this does. Real quick, guys, if you happen to be an accredited investor and are interested in reviewing some details of our latest internal fund offering, click on the link below to get started. There are attractive opportunities we have access to in the current market, and believe if you're at least considering investing as an LP really in any fund, then it's probably worth your time. Once again, to apply, click on the link below. After submitting, our team will reach out within 24 hours. We look forward to working with you. Cheers. You do that, make sure the property looks good, it's clean, landscaping looks great. Now what do? Now you get professional photos. We use HomeJab. It's a pretty common company. You pay someone to go out and take professional photos of the property. There are two things that sell properties. It is marketed correctly, and in many cases, that is simply just photos. You have professional photos, and it's priced right. I'm not going to get into pricing today. This is just the stuff of what to do before you list, right? So you need to make sure that the property looks good online, that it is appealing, it's an attractive property. And two, so that's all you need to do there. You need to make sure you get professional photos. Lastly, it's when you actually go live, you set the date for a Wednesday or a Thursday. I have some interesting stats there from Redfin. Figured it was a reputable source that most people knew. So Wednesdays, if you list the property on Wednesdays, you have a slight price advantage. Homes that are listed on Wednesday will typically sell for about $2,000 to $2,500 more. Not entirely sure why Wednesday, but it's just the data. And then Thursday, you have a higher certainty that the home sells quicker. So you have a speed and a certainty advantage for a home that is listed on Thursdays. And I'll kind of read you Redfin's stat for Thursday. For speed, Thursday has a clear advantage with Thursday listed homes finding buyers 5 days faster than the baseline. So again, it's just kind of home sell quicker if you're on Thursday. And the reason for that is when people are setting their schedules to go view homes, typically it's on a weekend, and they're typically setting the schedule and setting the homes they want to view on a Thursday night or a Friday morning. So if your home is fresh on the feed of a new listing, chances are on their algorithm, they're going to see it first and they're going to go see it on the weekend. So you just have, that explains why it moves faster, is you simply just have more eyeballs, and that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to optimize. So that doing that is very effective. We personally use Thursdays. We won't list any home on a weekend, anything like that, because again, we're just trying to get as many viewers and as many buyers interested in our property and interested in the listing. So again, kind of to summarize it in the little notes here, take a unit vacant, make sure the buyer can move into one of the units. Complete a pre-inspection where you flag sort of the things that need to be addressed. And with that, I'm also not saying do a lot of upgrades. That's not what I'm saying there either. I'm not saying if there's like laminate countertops that you upgrade to quartz because the buyer would love that. Of course, the buyer would love that, but let's be realistic. And it's not, I'm not here to really, there's so many factors that are, there are so many variables. Whether the home is a luxury property, then you probably need to upgrade the granite, because a buyer that has that much money has certain expectations, right? So if you have questions about kind of what level to take the property in terms of finishes, you can always reach out to me. You can shoot me a message on whatever platform you're listening to it. But again, go in, make sure the home is clean and it looks good. There's nothing that stands out as a negative factor on the property that they can see when they're viewing it. get professional photos, and then list on a Wednesday or a Thursday. Again, it's very simple, but I see people messing it up all the time. They have tenants in the properties, and there's a very small amount of people that will buy tenant-occupied homes or properties in general, at least nowadays. Two, they're not doing any repairs. The property looks terrible when you walk it. Three, they're taking photos from a cell phone. So it's not the way to approach it. Again, our playbook kind of works. So I swear by it because I do it for our own stuff and I do it for all the clients we work with. So hope you guys find this helpful. And maybe if you're getting ready to sell, you'll apply these same steps into your process and hopefully it maximizes the value. So I appreciate everyone's time and I'll see you in the next episode. See ya.